I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Nearly one in three women in the U.S. has her baby delivered by cesarean section. To talk about C-section delivery is Dr. Krista Wagner. She's an assistant professor in the College of Medicine, and she's an obstetrician gynecologist at MUSC Women's Health. Dr. Wagner, have C-section delivery rates been on the rise in recent years?
Well, about 33% of all deliveries occur by cesarean delivery, which certainly is an increase from about 5% in the 1960s. However, the good news is it has plateaued in the last decade and even decreased about 1% in the last few years.
What are some of the most common reasons for a C-section?
One of the most common reasons would be a woman who has a history of a C-section. Women who deliver their first baby by C-section have a 90% chance of delivering subsequent deliveries by C-section. There are a couple other reasons we see. When the mom stops dilating or she pushes for several hours and is unable to deliver, fetal distress and malpresentation.
When is cesarean delivery the safest approach, and it really is necessary?
There are definitely situations in which we as obstetricians would recommend cesarean delivery. Those situations might be maternal cardiac disease or some fetal birth defects, also malpresentation of the baby if the baby's not coming down in a head-first position. And also women who have several C-sections would probably be advised to deliver by cesarean.
Why is reducing the C-section rate in the United States an important goal?
In many cases, a C-section will carry higher risks for both mom and baby when compared to a natural delivery. For example, infections and blood clots for mom or respiratory complications for the baby. Another thing to consider is recovery time. Moms who are trying to recover from a surgery like a C-section may have a more difficult time, especially when caring for children who are already at home.
What efforts are underway to try to reduce unnecessary cesareans?
This is one of our big initiatives to really prevent the first cesarean. And it really comes down to patients. We know that labor takes a lot longer than we used to think it took, and we have new guidelines to help us with that. For example, after women are completely dilated, they may then push for 3 or 4 hours.
Are there any things that patients can do to be in a better position to avoid unnecessary cesareans?
In some cases, a C-section is going to be unavoidable. However, there are things that patients can consider doing prior to conceiving. So women who can really get control of any type of chronic medical conditions before they conceive can be helpful, and that women are at a normal, healthy weight prior to conceiving and maintain a normal weight gain throughout the course of their pregnancy. Also, maintaining a good amount of activity during their pregnancy. Other things would be communicating their wishes to their provider and considering having a continuous person there for support during their labor can also be helpful. Also, avoiding induction if the mom and baby just are healthy and doing well and the mom is not actually ready for labor, then considering awaiting spontaneous labor.
And what if the woman has already had a C-section in a prior delivery?
So many women who have already had a C-section have the option of undergoing something called a TOLAC, which is trial of labor after cesarean. Not all hospitals offer that, so it's important to discuss with your physician whether or not you're a good candidate for that.
Dr. Wagner, thanks for providing this information about C-section delivery.
Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.